Spending a few minutes now with Drexel women's basketball coach Denise Dillon. Her squad getting ready for the first round of the WNIT. On Friday night, they will visit Harvard up in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And first of all, coach, a great season to this point, 24-8. Obviously, you fall just short in the CAA tournament to Towson. That had to be difficult. Have you been able to shake off that loss and kind of put it in perspective yet?
Well, you certainly hold on to it. You know, you have to take a little bit of time and reflect on the season and what got you to that point. So that allows perspective to come into play. But just as competitors and the time that the team puts in and the effort and the extra work, you just want it so badly for them. You want it so badly for the program and university. And it was just a tough way to finish the game. But as soon as we started practicing, we got back at it on Tuesday, you felt relief. You know, you just felt great about what you were doing, and the team responded and they were ready to go and excited about continuing to play and work together. So yeah, we got right back at it, and the energy level's high and the excitement's there. So we need to guide the team and then follow our lead. But in cases like this, we're doing just the same, following their energy and their excitement. So it's been nice. It's been a nice couple days getting back on the floor.
Had the opportunity to talk with Bailey Greenberg yesterday, CAA Player of the Year. What has she meant to your program?
Well, it's been tremendous watching Bailey grow as a player. You know, she's a junior, and to see where she has come in these 3 years is tremendous. For lack of a better word, it's just the well-roundedness of her game. Her as a teammate, taking on more of a leadership role this year, her willingness to do whatever was necessary for us to be successful. She carried a lot of weight this season. There was a lot on her. You know, you can look at stats, but you realize she was the only player on our team in double figure scoring by about 10 points. And for us to have such a season with the 24 wins to this date, it just shows how good of a player Bailey Greenberg is. Named Player of the Year, but also named for the all-defensive team. She just does it all for us.
Has she exceeded, when you recruit her out of Wood, has she exceeded what you thought she could be, or did you think she had this type of ceiling?
Well, we've definitely felt, you know, both Amy and I talked about it throughout the recruiting process. We felt that she would be that next best player for us, for our program. And just with the bounce that she had and her understanding of the game and being able to do some different things. And we felt if she was willing to continue to develop and allow us to help her, then she would reach the vision that we had. I think she is doing it a little sooner. She's progressed nicely in her career, but to reach the point that she has in this season is special. You know, as a junior, you always say it is a breakout year with some confidence and understanding because of the time that you've been playing, and she's been starting for us since her freshman season. But to really just take it to another level with the scoring, the rebounding, the defense, she's doing a little bit of everything. So we'll add another element to it for her in her final campaign next year, but we're not worrying about that until we do everything necessary to finish as best we can this year.
And let's talk about what's next for your group. Harvard on Friday night. Harvard, the best team out of the Ivy League that doesn't start with a P. They got to the semifinals, lost to Penn. What do they bring to the table?
Well, Harvard can score the basketball. They have an extremely efficient offense. They do a little bit of everything. They have the inside-outside game led by their point guard who can really shoot the ball. I mean, I haven't seen a player get as many shots off as she does throughout the game. So they're just constantly, they have the green light, and they're constantly they're getting the ball down the floor, looking to take quick shots, rebound, get second chance opportunities. So we're certainly relying on our defense that has carried us throughout the season to keep them in check on the offensive end.